92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline. We say hello to Congresswoman Hillary Skolton.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Mary Ellen. It's great to be on again.
Yeah, I appreciate you being on our airwaves. I'm so happy to see that a short-term funding bill to avoid a partial government shutdown has passed in the Senate.
It has. And, just in the nick of time, I was very pleased to be able to get that done. But we got to stop governing like this. I got to tell you, Mary Ellen, this is just no way to run a government. It is not fiscally responsible. I'm part of a bipartisan coalition of folks that is looking at some long-term solutions for balancing the budget and making sure that we don't throw the American people into this crisis every few months.
Now, it says that the deadlines, funding deadlines to March 8th and then March 22nd, buying us a little bit of time. But again, it's just like putting a Band-Aid on it, right?
It really is. We're just, kicking the can down the road, just a little bit farther. And, especially when we come so close to the deadline, all of the federal agencies have to come up with contingency plans of how they're going to care for their employees. And instead of doing the essential jobs of their agencies, Homeland Security, protecting the homeland, Veterans Affairs, caring for our veterans, they've got to focus on what are we going to do in the event of an emergency when our funding runs out. I put that squarely at the feet of Congress. And while Republicans are in control right now, I'm not letting myself off the hook either. I make sure to show up every day ready to do our work and pass a compromise budget. I think people want to see less finger pointing, more people ready to come to the table with solutions. And that's what I'm doing. And, one of the things that is frustrating about this is, back in last year when we passed a compromise, the leadership of the House and the Senate and President Biden, we passed a compromise saying that we would continue to fund the government through 2023 at 2023 levels through the end of the election year in 2024 with no radical policy riders. That was an agreement that we had come to. And House Republican leadership has refused to honor the four corners of that agreement. That's why we keep coming back to, this cliff time and time again. So we hope that we can negotiate something that they will stick to this time. But it's been a very frustrating experience.
Oh, I would imagine so. And, wouldn't you know, and I'm going to switch gears here. I have a dear friend that just had a baby this week through IVF. And I feel like she has not been able to celebrate that Senate Republicans blocking a bill that would protect access to in vitro fertilization. This is I can't even wrap my head around this, Hillary.
I tell you, Mary Ellen, it is just unbelievable. And yet we have to believe it because we're here. And I think the terrifying thing is, when we look at what happened in Alabama, we know that will not stay in Alabama if House Republicans have their way. Already, a fetal right to human personhood with the same rights as a living, breathing human have been recognized in 11 states. That means, in practice, that IVF cannot happen. 125 House Republicans have signed on to a bill saying the same, essentially the same thing. That's over the majority of House members. Not only did Senate Republicans block that bill that would have protected IVF, House Republicans have not co-sponsored a similar bill that would protect IVF. And in fact, the lone Republican co-sponsor that originally was on the bill took her name off.
Yeah.
We don't have to be hyperbolic about this. These are the facts. I had a press conference yesterday on Capitol Hill, and it was just truly astounding to see how many people came out to listen to us with hopes that we would do something to protect their ability to make their families whole.
Our Vice President, Senator Debbie Stabenow, Governor Gretchen Whitmer were in town, Fountain Street Church. What was it like to sit and talk?
It was really profound, and I think put in crystal clear focus just what is at stake yet again in this 2024 election. We are still talking about this because we have to. Here in Michigan, we codified the right for women to make their own reproductive health care decisions, but that's not the law of the land. And the unfortunate reality is that House Republicans are saying, running on the fact that, you know, if they win over power, they will institute a nationwide abortion ban, which would undo the protections that we have created here in Michigan. Federal law would supersede our state law, and we would be subject to that federal abortion ban as well. You know, various iterations could come into play, but for the most part, there are limited exceptions for life and health of the mother, for, you know, cases of rape or incest. And I think when we were having that conversation, you know, with women whose lives had been personally impacted by this issue, by healthcare providers, it just became so clear that what we are truly talking about here is, what is the extent to which we trust women to make their own healthcare decisions for themselves? Or are we willing to give that power and that decision-making over some of these most personal choices over to politicians in Washington, who often use these issues for their own personal political gain? I know at the end of the day, I trust women to make these decisions, and they're qualified healthcare providers. So it was an important moment for us to be all able to stand up and say, you know, hey, this is what we want our future to look like for women and girls in our community.
We're speaking with Hillary Skalton. She is also on the Great Lakes Task Force. And I wanted to ask you about something. You know, we've got the Coast Guard Festival celebrating 100 years. And the theme this year will be,
we are so excited.
I know, celebrating a century. But the U.S. Coast Guard is saying it's going to take about 10 years for a new heavy icebreaker to make it onto the Great Lakes. And shipping industry leaders are not happy about that.
And with good reason. That is an unacceptable timeline. And while we might be experiencing a relatively minimal ice coverage this season, we don't know what the future holds. And 10 years is too long to wait. We need to be prepared next season. You know, if there are two things that the transportation leadership in Washington is tired of hearing about from me, it is that we need to replace our tower at the Gerald Ford International Airport, and that we need these icebreakers now. I've made my voice heard on this time and time again, and I continue to do so. I think the Coast Guard Festival this summer is going to be a great time to highlight our incredible work of the United States Coast Guard here in Michigan. We're really looking forward to hopefully having the Commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard out. I have invited her personally, and she says she plans to be there. So we're very excited about that. And I think it'll be a great time to highlight the work that our incredible Coast Guard men and women do year-round.
Looking forward to seeing you out here for that as well. Just want to wrap this up with a bipartisan bill to support women-owned small business passes the House. And I have to say, we've teamed up with Grand Haven Main Street here in the DDA, and we do a spotlight every Thursday about a different Grand Haven business. And you can't believe how many businesses are owned by women here in Grand Haven. There's quite a few.
It is incredible. They are one of the top entrepreneurs, growing small businesses, and Black and minority-owned women businesses in particular. It's just incredible. We are so proud of our women-owned businesses. And yes, what a way to kick off Women's History Month with a bang. As the first woman and mother in history to represent West Michigan in Congress, I really wanted to make a mark kicking off this Women's History Month, and we did so by getting my Women-Owned Small Business Integrity Act passed into law. This is going to make it easier for women-owned small businesses to compete in the federal marketplace, particularly when it comes to procuring critical federal contracts.
Fantastic. Thanks for being on the show. We so appreciate it.
Mary Ellen, thank you so much for having me.
Congresswoman Hillary Skalton on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline here at 92.1 WGHN.